happy were you to get it done and get it done in the fashion that you did?
Well, I think we're delighted, and as we said at the conference, we're excited. It's a Northeastern Ohio company, a company that's been around a long time and well-known in this area. So we couldn't be more pleased with First Energy as our partner.
You mentioned that the funds used will be to make the Browns a more competitive franchise within the league, but how much of that involves using some of those funds to handle the cost of whatever renovations you guys decide to do down the road?
You know, it all goes into the same pot, if you will. And so our first pledge, and I think we said this on August 3rd when we had our first conference, is we're going to do everything we can to make this team competitive. And having naming rights helps you make you competitive. So first things first, might be competitive. Second thing is improve the stadium.
Jimmy, is there a reason, what was from the Browns standpoint not having the funds released? Because I think you can pretty much find all the other stadiums' naming rights pretty easily.
You know, that was First Energy's request, and we're certainly going to honor what they wanted. And they've been great partners. They're great people to work with. And they're not only huge supporters of the Browns, they're big supporters of Northeastern Ohio, which I think is really important.
This is a long-term agreement?
Long-term.
Beyond, I mean, I'm not going to ask you a dumb question, but I am going to ask you, are there some things that you can kind of talk about as far as some of the things you fans will see by next year? I know wireless has been a big issue with the league. Are we going to see that next season here?
I don't want to get into particulars because I honestly don't know them. I will say this. Alex Shiner came from Dallas, and Alex is our president, and I think he's one of the sharpest executives in pro sports. And Alex's number one job is to improve the game day experience for the fans. And that can be everything from keeping the restrooms cleaner to having shorter lines to what we might do with signage to what we might do with information, Wi-Fi, et cetera. So it's all of the above. And I honestly don't know the specifics, but we're going to work very hard really to do two things, and I keep repeating myself because it's important. One, to win, because that'll make the experience way better. But two, to have the game day experience be as good here as it is at any stadium in the NFL.
Are the days playing on grass here coming to an end? Will you install an artificial surface?
You know, I think that's to be determined. I want to be real careful there because there's real strong feelings. Some people are real pro artificial surface. Some people are real pro grass, and we're going to take a look at everything. But please don't read anything into that we're going to artificial turf, because honestly, no decisions have been made.
Jimmy, has any decision about uniforms been postponed for 2013 or beyond?
You know, Tony, this I'm learning as we go, as you know, and it's a two-year process in the NFL, and we've notified the NFL that we'd like to take a look at our uniforms, and so if we do make any changes, it'll be for the 2014 season. And Tony, write this down, we're not touching the helmets.
Not at all, huh?
No, not the helmets. Yeah, it really hasn't changed any. As you know, we've been busy lately with all the changes we've made, and it's the same. We're going to bring in three or four of the top architects in the country. They'll start by meeting with Joe and Alec, Joe was responsible for building the Philadelphia Stadium. Alex was responsible for building the Dallas Stadium, so I think we have two pros handling this for us. And when they narrow it down and get their ideas, we'll sit down together and figure out what we want to do. No, but the architects will be in, I will just say, within the next 30 days to begin that process. Now, let me state that's a process, okay, and takes some time. These are big, big, expensive facilities.
A couple more for Jennifer.
This is from a football writer, not a business writer. When your answer, you're assuming that you guys will be able to, when I say you, I mean your ownership will be able to use the funds as you see fit. Do you think council's going to give you that blessing?
You know, the first person, and I think this is important, the first person we talked to the first day we were introduced here was Mayor Jackson, and one of the second was Councilman Sweeney. We've met with all the council, and we have a good relationship. I never take anything for granted and certainly don't want to be presumptuous, but we feel good that they will approve the process.